Our final coach on the teleconference is Penn State head coach Guy Gadowski. The Nittany Lions returned 21 letter winners from their 2017 Big Ten tournament champion team and placed two skaters on the preseason watch list, goalie Peyton Jones and forward Dennis Smirnov. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. Opening comments would be that it's a very exciting time because of some of the success that we have. We want to continue on that route, but also obviously with adding Notre Dame to the Big Ten, I think the league is getting tougher and tougher and better and better, and it's exciting for us and it's exciting for the Big Ten.
Thank you, Coach. We will take questions now.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Coach. I wanted to ask you about some of your freshmen this year. Evan Barrett is a talented freshman from the development program out in Plymouth. What do you think he'll bring to your team this year?
Yeah, well, he played for that program. He's actually a Pennsylvania guy, so he has a lot of pride in Penn State to begin with. And with him, I love his instincts. Like, his mind, he's just a hockey player. He thinks, it seems to me, the limited time I get to watch him, he just thinks so quickly. He processes what's going on so quickly. So I think when we finally get in and we're able to practice for extended time, and I'm looking forward to see what kind of how he can create on the ice. But initially, he's going to bring a lot. He's going to elevate our hockey IQ and the way we process the game.
All right, Coach, good luck this season.
Thank you very much.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Tom Maluski, Wisconsin State Journal.
Dissect Smirnov's year last year. What were the factors that made him so successful kind of throughout the year, and then what can he do this year to keep going along in the progression that he's had?
Yeah, so for him, I think the people that know him, I don't think they were really surprised at the offense that he created. He led, I believe, 2 USHL teams in scoring. It's no secret to how skilled he is and how good his vision is. But what is going to make him get better and better is that he's still a young guy, and we're very fortunate at Pagoule Ice Arena to have great training facilities, and he's really taken advantage of that. So he's improved his strength and his conditioning greatly since we saw him in September last year. So I think he's going to bring much of the same in terms of his vision and his skill. But I think he's going to add some – I think it's going to be a little easier on his body, and he's going to be able to play in traffic a little bit better.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Gary Santinello, New York Times.
Hi, Guy. Good to talk to you again. Since you came into the Big Ten with a clean slate, do you think Penn State has developed any particular rivalries yet? And do you see that happening?
I see it happening all over the league, actually. And rivalries can happen a number of ways, but I think the quickest way that happens is when you have great games in the playoffs, and obviously with the change of format and having it on campus with multiple games, I think is really going to elevate that. But so far, we've had tremendous games. If you just look at last year alone, we've matched up against Michigan many times, so that I think was a given. But to play two great double overtime games against Minnesota and Wisconsin, I really see that jarring on, so to speak, the rivalries. But really, any time a Big Ten school comes to Penn State, it's a huge rivalry. And it doesn't matter if you're playing hockey or anything else.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of rivalries in our league.
Thanks, Guy.
Coach, obviously Peyton Jones was came up huge for you, especially in the second half of the season. And as you talk about that tournament run, what does it mean to have a piece in place like that as you come into a new season?
Well, it's very nice, but I think that was a huge question mark for us last year because of the early signing of Eamon McAdam. And I believe Chris Funke only played a limited amount of minutes. So we really had no goaltender last year coming in that started an NCAA Division I game. So that was the question last year, and it's ironic that at the end of the year when you're holding a trophy, The goaltending was a big part of that. So obviously it's nice. You have a lot less questions. You're more confident in that position and what's going to happen. But really, hockey's a very interesting game with a lot of factors and a lot of surprises, and who knows what happens down the road. But I tell you what, we sure feel a lot better about it right now than we did last year.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from John Finneran, South Bend Tribune.
I know last year you came to Notre Dame and had good success. How long of a trip did it take you, plane-wise, to fly from State College to South Bend?
Oh, geez, I don't think it's that long. I can't remember exactly, but, the flights are the least of our worries. It's that great team that plays in the arena that really gives us fits. So the travel is easy. We're adding a program that's, unbelievably coached, has had a lot of success. They're coming off a Frozen Four appearance, and obviously that staff is tremendous. So it definitely doesn't make our league any easier to have success in, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this season.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, everyone.